Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back and thanks for watching the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, hosted by the one and only Mr. Vinny Paulino. With him as usual, it's Brian Ball. That's a shame. And our guest today is Rod Mann. Now please welcome your host, Mr. Vincenzo Paulino.
Hey, Rochester. Good morning to you. It's a good one. We're hanging out in the studio today. Mr. Rod Mann's coming in this morning, guys. He's coming in.
Winner
of season 8 of Last Comic Standing. He's going to be right here with us.
I'm so excited. Favorite basketball player of all time. I've got his old mate up here on screen as well.
Who do you think is...
You realize that that's not Dennis Rodman who went to North Korea. Mm. We have Rod Mann, the comedian.
Are they not the same guy? No. I thought Dennis Rodman was a comedian.
No.
No, his life is a joke, but he's no comedian.
So who's coming in here today? Is it a really tall basketball player with heaps of bad piercings and tattoos, or is it...
No, it's a very funny comedian who's going to be performing here at the Carlson four more shows this weekend.
Oh, well, that's way better than someone who's close friends with the guy who's probably going to bring about the apocalypse. So, yay, that's good. I've got to change my background. How are you going, Vinny?
I'm doing great this morning. This is a hell of a start to a show.
Kiwis.
I figured we've had Gilbert Godfrey in here. We've had Colin Quinn in here. I figured Dennis Rodman.
That's not... Nope. Mm.
That was almost a Brian Ball level gag. I want you to know that.
I am ashamed of you.
I was trying to name drop all of the... Brian's ashamed of me. That's not good.
That's
I'm going to turn my camera off for a little bit.
So I'll tell you what. There's nothing to be ashamed of, boys, because the Best of Rochester nominations just came out this week. And surprise, surprise, we're doing our 9th episode. Today we were nominated for Best Local Podcast. Not originating on the radio.
Pretty good for 40ths that just got together a couple months ago.
I would agree with that. But shout out to Evan Dawson. Suck it. Not originating on radio, son.
He's the nicest man, and you just said suck it.
Yeah, I did, meant it.
Yeah, have you met Vinny? By the way, being the best of Rochester, that's like what exactly?
Being the best of the greatest city in the world.
41st largest market in the United States.
That's exactly what I thought. That's what I thought.
There's nothing bad about it. It's nothing but an honor just to be nominated.
But we're going to win.
Better win. You better vote for us. Yeah, and by the way, if you're going to be voting, can I throw one out there to you? Comedy at the Carlson, we were nominated as Best New Bar Club in Rochester. I love it. I mean, like, lots of noms. Let's pretend we're Veep and just bring all these home. Let's bring home all these Emmys. We should get them all. Best New Bar or Club in Rochester. Comedy at the Carlson. They have some good, some great places they're up against. Radio Social, our next door neighbors. But the fact of the matter is,
I hope no fighting breaks out between next door neighbors.
That's true. But my point is on this one: if you have to choose between like Radio Social and Comedy at the Carlson, like Radio Social, Comedy at the Carlson. I mean, are you ever going to go see, you know, the Super Troopers or Rod Mann or Tom Green over at the bowling alley?
Most likely not.
Best bar, new bar club, and well, I'm whoring out. How about this one, guys?
What one? This one?
Oh my god! There are no others.
That's the one. Oh, that's how much screen time my slide gets.
That sounds about
on my
right.
own show. That's well, how much. How dare you, Steve?
I really just wanted to kind of. I was just about to cut to Brian's face, which was just like,
never know.
My face is just again with this. Again, every year.
Yeah, it's weird that like for something that's voted for by the public that you can campaign for, you would be nominated. I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that you're Italian and thus have a notoriously large family.
Yeah, they all got out of the one bed they share.
Hey, are we going to go vote for Danny?
Hey, it's a time of... But first we better make us some gabagool before we go vote for Vinny.
They went and intimidated all the neighbors.
Listen, most of the Italians in my family have no idea how a computer works, so it's no problem.
Or that you're a comedian. Best local comedian. Pretty please. Please vote. Vote for Vinny. His family's not doing it.
Oh, they hate me.
Why couldn't you get a real job?
It worked last year.
It's true. I won last year, but, you know, Let's be two-time. I just want to win the best podcast. I think we got a good show here. And we have a good show. You know how we know we have a good show? Because we have awesome sponsors behind us. Let's talk about them for a second.
Let's
because some
that.
Of our sponsors were actually nominated as well. Iron Smoke Whiskey, baby, was nominated for Best Local Distillery. You could vote for them as well. And they are available in two delicious flavors. A traditional Applewood smoked whiskey, get you drunk whiskey, as I like to call it. And Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey. Yum, delicious. And let me tell you right now, Three Heads Brewing was nominated for Best Local Brewery.
No way!
Yes. I totally agree with that.
Which they are absolutely the best.
By a mile. By a mile. The rest of you can just play catch up at this point. But
so many people that you know are winning these awards. I'm starting to think that the Best of Rochester is run by like Paulino and Paulino Incorporated.
He's sleeping with the entire staff of the newspaper.
The only bed big enough for that is my family's. Can I say, though, I want to throw out a special plug. Jeff Dale, my very, very good friend, and one of the Three Heads himself, he has a great band called Extended Family, and they are playing the brewery for the very first time this Saturday night. Really? So you might want to go check them out. I think it's their last time with their original lineup, and it's a big show there. So I'm going to go and have a couple beers Saturday night. You should come join me. And let's talk about my favorite place in Rochester to get some eats, Sapori Cafe and Catering, baby. Inside the Powers Building Atrium, or inside the Tennis Club of Rochester, or at your special event, they make delicious food. They will make you food that will make your whole Italian family go, who made this? Did a grandma make this? She had been dead. Who could have made it? It was Chef Joe. Yeah. Chef Joe made it. Uncle Joey. I got nothing. So,
Uncle Joey?
Yeah, I got an Uncle Joey. I got an Uncle Jimmy. I got an Uncle Paulie. I got an Uncle everything. And Sapori Rochester on Twitter and Instagram. And put it in your mouth. It's delicious. And last but not least, our good friends at Bad Drip Labs. Oh, my goodness. The most delicious vape e-liquids you're going to find this side of hell.
That's the strangest endorsement I've ever heard.
But it's a true one because I can't imagine e-liquids in hell tasting very good. I would think they would stand like hell e-liquids would taste like, you know, the standard e-liquids that you would get that are garbage.
I see what you're trying to do, but
it's I went a long way to get there.
Yeah.
I went a long way to get there.
I appreciate the effort.
But you I'm the worst. Bad Drip Premium e-liquids made in New York, made in Rochester. Must be 18 to use it and use it responsibly, but put some Bad Drip in your vape. You won't regret it. And we are going to be back with Rod Mann in just a few minutes. But I want to do one more plug before we go. If you're going to be doing anything in Rochester, I'm sorry, you're watching me flip my screen here. We got a big thing happening every Sunday night here at Comedy at the Carlson, and we always forget to talk about it.
We do.
Open mic every Sunday night, hosted by myself, occasionally by Brian, and our good pal RJ Purpura. And if you'd like to try to come and be funny and do a set on a nice stage, and try
it's been a lot of fun.
And have a lot of fun. We got great drink specials. Come on out. 7:30 p.m. is sign up. 8 p.m. is showtime. Bring a couple friends and make a night of it.
Yeah, who knows? If you do the Rochester open mic one day, this could be you.
Get it off the screen. Oh, my God. Oh, gross. I need a pallet chaser after that.
What did I do?
Check out this commercial for Bad Drip Labs. We'll be right back with Rod Mann.
And a one.
You're just too damn charismatic for the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Rod Mann's here.
I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Look, Mom, I'm on TV. Yeah. All right.
You're on that TV on our wall.
There you go. Yeah. I'm on the wall. On the and big a lot screen. Of, yeah. All right.
And got, a lot of people's computers.
In the computer coming through. Yeah. Get your screen. Buffering. I'm buffering. Reload.
I wish right. I was Warren Buffering. Yeah. So glad to have you here, man. Welcome to Rochester.
Thank you, man. Glad to be here, man. Y'all got the quietest airport I've ever been through.
Well, yeah, it's quiet. The quietest it's international airport
very,
you ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, very serene.
We play very hard to keep it that way.
Okay, all yeah. right. So I appreciate the love, man. So yeah, Rochester's been
It takes
good.
You all about 4 minutes to go through security.
Yeah, a lot of noise when you get to the baggage claim. That let me know a lot of people are coming, but ain't nobody leaving. That's what it is. Nobody leaving Rochester. I'm born here, I'm raised here, I'm gonna die here. That's what
I'll tell you what.
That's on the flag.
Okay. Yeah. That's on the flag. Okay.
I'm gonna die. Just the I'm gonna die here.
Just the I'm gonna die here. Yeah. Okay. That's funny.
It's pretty. That's about right. Okay. We all get ourselves branded with Rochester City tattoos, and we all die here. That's
rock,
how it works.
Though. It's rock. It's a strong name, though. Strong name. Beautiful city. They got me in the downtown area. A lot of construction going on down there. A lot of cones.
Well, man, you're from Atlanta.
Yeah, a lot of cones.
A lot of cones.
A lot of cones.
You're from Atlanta. You know about construction and how that messes everybody up.
I do, yeah. I got my Falcon hat on. Yeah, this morning we got a new stadium. We got a new stadium.
You did. Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Mercedes-Benz and New Orleans, our biggest rivalry, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, too. So
is that real? I didn't realize they both had it.
Yeah, that's where all the Katrina victims was. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the Atlanta.
That's
one,
a classy
though.
Sponsor for your stadium, though.
Oh, it's big
the
time.
It's literally the Mercedes-Benz of stadium.
Yeah, it's the newest Mercedes-Benz of stadium. So yeah,
they got like the old leased model.
There you go.
New Orleans got the old one.
Yeah.
The copier salesman special.
There you go. We knew.
So Rod Mann.
Yes, sir.
22 years in comedy. Am I right?
You are right about that, yes.
I'm right, folks, because he told me before we started.
I told you before, yeah. That, yeah. We did a little pre-interview, like, how long have you been doing your thing? So, yeah, 22.
Yeah, so I like to appear smarter when the cameras are actually rolling.
But that's all right. I do, too. It's good.
I find it very interesting. 22 years in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You made it onto Last Comic Standing and won in 2014.
Yeah, so that's year 19. Year
so
19.
19 years in,
uh-huh.
You hit it to on a national show where you are now declared the champion of comedy.
Boom, confetti on my head.
They dumped confetti on your head.
Confetti on my head.
I believe Roseanne came up and hugged you.
She did. Yeah. She
was that weird?
Roseanne was always, she was cool. She was like Miss Connors. You know, everybody grew up on Roseanne. So she talked through all your set. She just, that's funny. So I just love that. So you can hear her while you on stage trying to do your set. So it was always love, man. So she always showed me love. And all the judges was cool that season I did it because you had Russell Peters and he was
he
break it down like he's like, you like a boxer, you jab and you knock him out at the end. So he gave him some stuff, and Keenan gave him some stuff like color. Like I wear more color now. Like I used to wear black gray all the time. I still do, but he, from a living color fan, he was like, man, you dark, so you need to wear more color.
I've been told I should wear a paper bag.
That's cruel right there, whoever told you that.
Well, that was wrong.
That was me.
It was Brian.
Okay, that's cruel. Yeah.
So Brian was relaying a message
from his mom.
Little
things you learn along the way. Yeah.
Can you get paper bags in multiple colors, Steve? Can we order me some? That's like interesting stuff that you think about. Television is completely different animal than, you know, just doing stand-up live, because you have to connect to people through a television.
Right.
Even though there's an audience in front of you, they're not the ones who count as much. It's the ones who are watching that you want to reach.
You're talking to America. So they, you know, you kind of learn those tricks of the trade. Like, oh, I'm talking to America, so I gotta play bigger than the room. Because as stand-up, I just need to kill this room. I'm just trying to kill this room. But
my jokes only have to go as far as the parking lot tonight.
There you go. But I'm trying to come in your living room when I'm on TV. So it's like,
right.
I gotta come in your living room. So a lot of
and
couples.
And you want people to say, come on inside.
Oh, a lot of people let me in the house. Man, they was comfortable with them at the show all the time.
Let's backtrack a second here. 19 years in,
uh-huh.
How did you decide you wanted to go out for that show? How did you decide, you know what? I mean, it was also to backtrack, the show was off the air for a few years.
It was the reboot.
It was the reboot of it. Yes. And they only did the one season, if and I recall.
They did another one, quick one, but they did it too fast because they were trying to do a replica of what we just did because it was so highly rated and people were so interested, but they tweaked it a little too much.
Tweaked it to death.
Tweaked it to death and carbon copy it. So
too many cooks.
It didn't quite work, but the season we did, it was the reboot where they only picked like 100 comedians, so you actually had to be a stand-up. You couldn't just be in your mama's
living
room.
An amateur walking off the street.
Yeah, a lot of people, them earlier see you rubby duckies and all kind of stuff. Yeah, and
hamburger.
Yeah, you had to, hamburger. Yeah, I remember hamburger, but you had to stay with comedians. None of that. We wasn't staying in no house and trying to, you know, rally each other up or nothing like that. It was just straight. You stand up, and if you had to do a challenge, you would do a challenge that's stand-up related, like a roast. Seeing y'all had Gilbert Godfrey here, so he was like our mentor for a roast. He came in and mentored us about how you roast people. We had to drive the Universal City Tour bus, so it was all different disciplines of comedy. You had to learn to write, so I looked at it as school. You went to like comedy school 19 years
ago. In a way, it's almost like going through school by being tested.
There you go. So you had to have stuff done. You learn about lawyers and things you can say on TV and words you can't say on TV. Like, oh, okay, I can't say that.
But you were 19 years in, so you, there was probably a lot of people there who made it.
It was 30 years. It was a 30-year cast. Rocky Laporte been doing comedy.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Rocky.
Right.
Was on that.
So, hey, kids.
And you know what, though? That's so much better than that American Idol and all that stuff bullcrap where they put age limits on who could come in and perform.
Right. Wow. Everybody should be able to do it.
You'd rather watch people know what the hell they're doing.
There you go. So you don't want everybody to be an amateur. You want some seasoning because there is a gang of comics and different performers that nobody's never seen and nobody never heard. Like, oh, they pretty good, man. What has been all my life? So I was one of those cats who out there doing it, but nobody knows if nobody puts you on.
Okay. Here's my question.
Yes.
Let's talk about the differences in your life between year 18 and year 20. What was it like in year 18, and what was it like right after you finished doing Last Comic Standing? I mean, how did the business change for you after winning?
Just more people showing up to see me.
So, what a great question, man.
If more people show up to see you, your life will get better.
The door is what
the door will open and ajar. Yeah. The door will be ajar. So, it's just been a more experience, and I've been introduced to America. So, we're still getting to know each other. So, that's the beautiful thing. It's almost like I just started because they're going back and saying, oh, he has some previous stuff. So, they're checking on that. Okay, we want to see some more stuff. So, I'm in that. Give us more, right, man? So I got to give them more.
Again, just to get back to like the difference between some of these other shows and the show that you win, they put out the best comedian that they could find. And when they put out the best comedian they could find, they went for a comedian. And that's why that contest, winning that contest, is a really big deal. It's not a BS contest. You were up against some very serious people.
Well, I didn't look at it as a contest, kind of. I know it was a prize at the end.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have to do this to further my career.
Sure.
So it was a decision. Like, some people are like, oh, I want to do that. I'm going to get watered down or whatever. Like, I never looked at it like that. If I do what I do, I'm just going to get more people to say, I want to.
You don't have to win to keep a fan base, do you?
No.
Because you're wearing Falcons gear, so.
Hey, brother. That's that New Zealand dude, man. That's that New Zealand dude.
Yeah.
But
shake his hand. He has sheep all over him.
It's a process, man. Anytime you in arts or you do comedy or something, I think it's always a process to you getting to be your best as you go along. So you're going to have those moments. Like, I remember when I was coming up, Funny People. I did a movie, Funny People, with Adam Sandler.
Judd Apatow.
Yeah, way before Last Comic Standing. I'm thinking that was my big break, and I'm about to blow up, and Judd Apatow, Adam Sandler, and they see me on stage, and I'm at a club, Comedy Magic in California. They come in. I'm excited. I meet them after the show in the green room, and Adam telling me how great I was, and we talking about the Jets and the Falcons, because he's a Jets fan, and I'm like, okay.
Gross.
Yeah, and Apatow, like, I'm doing this movie, Funny People, and they put me in the movie, and I'm thinking that's going to be my big break, but it was not, because it wasn't even that funny of a movie. It was more of a
drama.
He's on his serious kick right now, so it went no. Is when those kind of shine moments. So
yeah.
So you.
They were trying to capture the irony of funny people are not funny.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So and you have that.
Which they did very well.
So it's just as you go, you're going to get different breaks along the way to say, okay, boom. So you get a little another notch in your belt and keep going. So.
Well, for those of you watching the show right now, Rodman's going to be here for four more shows this weekend. That's right.
That's
him tonight, 7:30 and 9:30, and tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:30. Yes. If you would like your tickets, very simple, folks, visit carlsoncomedy.com or call 585-4-COMEDY.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. I got it right, didn't I, Steve?
You did. Man. I'm very, very proud of you, Benny.
Look at you reading liners.
I didn't read it anywhere.
Hey, can I ask Rodman a question?
I'd rather you not. Yeah. I'm hosting the show.
Is that with a Q? Of course, then. Yes.
I just want to ask, you know, when you do those shows and you're doing straight stand up, obviously, is a big part of that competition. But like you say, you've also get on the freaking tour bus and you've got to do all this other stuff. Do you honestly think that stuff's necessary? Because I've watched Last Comic Standing before and I go, I'd rather just watch them do stand up. Like, I don't want to see you on a tour bus. I don't want to see you freaking, you know what I mean?
You think you want to just watch stand up and you can, but when you're doing a television show, and the show helped me because it helps introduce my personality too. So I like some of the other stuff because a lot of that goes into who you are. So you get to show your personality. Then you're like, oh, he's funny on stage and he's cool off stage. So that kind of goes. Yeah.
I think that with the comedy business. Oh, I'm sorry.
It just lets you connect with people.
It's a connection.
Level,
yeah. So to me, it was good. But yeah, if they got you doing silly stuff like eating bugs and all that other stuff, that ain't. I wasn't gonna do nothing like that. Like, they had a season where they had people going into the laundromat and trying to perform for people while they washing their clothes. I'm not that dude. I wasn't gonna do nothing like that.
But do you know who books that room?
He said, "You know who books that room?" Yeah, I think I forgot.
I'm just sorry.
I get that information for you next time.
Brian's got some available.
Somebody kills over Downey. Yeah.
Yeah. Kills over Downey.
Who needs some Downies? Who needs some Downies? Yeah.
In your I got a tight five on that snuggle.
Is that bounce you're using there, sir?
Yeah, bounce.
So in the comedy business, though, Steve, like to Steve's point, I think it's kind of cool. And if you look at the business and the way people admire the business, they really want to know who performers are. Like, they get like a feel for who they are on stage. But I think that's why so many comedians have podcasts and so many comedians do these types of things, because the stand-up audience, when they like your act, they want to get to know you more.
And there's
lots of different ways to get that out there. And I actually think that was pretty smart of them to do the backstage stuff, because exactly like Rod said, Steve, you can get to know the personality.
Right. Like you said, the personality.
And I think that's just modern society in general now. You're not content just to see the guy.
No, Brian,
people
it's
want,
just
it,
the
want it all. Yeah,
you know,
but
everybody
you have to,
wants to know everything about everybody all the time.
Yeah. But you had to have you had to have those moments where you, fan, artists, you have to have those moments where, like Ron White, I read a quote he said one time, the fans, they just want to love on you. So you can let them love on you, but you don't want to. You see,
not too close.
For yourself. There's a lot of hot armpits out there. You don't want all hot armpits.
Like, I've taken a lot of pictures with a lot of people.
Oh, I've had a lot of hot armpits on me. Like, hey, I love you right now. You got some warm ass armpits. So.
Surface of the sun.
Don't
hug Vinny after the show.
Okay. I can tell Vinny got warm armpits. Yeah, it's
yeah but listen, I also give warm hugs. They're wonderful.
I met Holly Race. He put me in a headlock. I was like,
No shit.
Yeah,
you met Holly Race? Holy
I did
shit.
Meet Holly Race, yeah. And
now you're talking our language.
Yeah,
the king, Holly Race.
Harley Race.
He said, I said, let me get a picture with Holly Race. He said, you want me to put you in a headlock? I said, what the hell, you Holly Race?
How bad? Did he do it? Like, was he gentle?
Yeah, right there. He right there with it. Yeah.
Because that guy's a bruiser, man.
Oh,
still to this day.
His son wrestled, So they have, he's still. But he's like in a wheelchair now, but he's still.
Can I compliment
strong.
You?
Okay, yeah, I'll take compliment.
I want to say, okay. I have to ask a question. Because I came by the club yesterday. I didn't get to stay and see your show. I'm planning on coming tonight. But I was at the club last night. You would come in and did a full mic check. A lighting check, set stuff up, and that is a level of professionalism that I do not see all the time. And this isn't a room. We have a lot of big-name comedians come in. They don't put in that type of preparation for a show on the basic little things. I think that's incredible.
Okay.
I admire it. Thank I think you. That's great because I'm also the same way about things. I'm also a little like, let's make sure things go.
Yeah.
But my question is, did something happen that you feel you have to come and need to do all that stuff for LA?
Not really nothing happened. It was just, you jot down these things when you become a headliner, the certain thing you would see, and you see other people like, Well, why the mic don't work right? Well, you didn't come check the microphone. Or why this light, why so dark on the stage? So if
I'm with Adam.
So if I'm going to it, I'm a visitor. I've never been to your home. So I got to come in. You might want me to take my shoes off. I don't know. But I got to see what I need to work and make me feel comfortable because I'm visiting. So I go see the layout and, okay, the DJ booth right there, the green room right there. Okay, we're going to talk to the people. The people come in where? Okay, so I need to know how it flows, okay, because I need to know, okay, this is wide. This room is wide.
It's a big room.
Yeah, it's a big-ass room. So you got to go check that surrounding so you'll feel comfortable. I'm going to work. It's going to be my first day.
I seriously respect that. I seriously respect it.
Yeah, so it's just homework and doing, how close the people going to be to me. Like, last night I could notice, I said, if I stand right here, I'm in the light. If I stand right here, I'm out the light. So today, when I leave out here, I'm like, we're going to adjust these lights a little bit because I need all that to be lit.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than not being able to see the comic on stage.
Right. So they
get comfortable in one spot and they're out of the light and they feel like they're doing just great. And
people are not even catching it because I can't see you. So all this face, everything, that goes in comedy. So
people just don't realize like how important that stuff is to a comedy show. It's the most important.
It's the most. Your sound.
Can they hear you?
Can you hear me? That's my meal ticket. If they can't hear what I'm saying, then we're not on the same page. And now we got a shitty show. And I can't give you a shitty show because you paid your money. I can't do it.
I feel like you very much care about the product that you put on stage.
Of course, you should.
Of course, you should.
If I care, they're going to care. So that's the whole thing. If I'm giving you quality, you're going to be like, and I want to give you more than what you expected. Because you only seen me 3-4 minutes on the show, a little different little clip. So you come live, you're like, that was a little bit more than I expected right there.
How old were you when you first were exposed to stand-up?
Exposed, probably. I go back to when they used to have the Dolomites. Probably the Raw is probably the first. I remember my brother
Eddie Murphy Raw.
Eddie Murphy Raw was probably the first time I ever just sit and looked. And I remember Richard Pryor tapes, but Eddie Murphy Raw was like when he came out in a leather suit.
Oh yeah.
And Charlie, and it was just it was just amazing. He was like a rock star to me. So I was like, whoa.
Then he tried to be one.
That leather suit.
Right. Yeah.
That leather suit created more comics than I think any other comic did.
It's like the rite of passage to comedy. Now everybody has to do. I think Amy Schumer did a leather special, but it went wrong. That wasn't her right leather right there.
Yeah.
You should see the one I filmed.
Okay, you got a leather special. See, and I had leather on my shirt.
It's a different kind of film.
I like a little leather, but not a whole leather.
Vinny Paulino does leather.
Does leather? Okay, I got to check yours out.
Looking for it on, just Google it, folks.
But yeah, that's the writing. That's what. Who's next? Whoever got the leather on. So that Eddie said the bar. He was a trendsetter comedian. Yeah. So I always like, you got to have your own thing. And he was like his own thing.
Apart from watching it and enjoying it, did you feel one of those, boy, that's what I want to do kind of things? How did you decide comedy was for you?
When I seen that, of course, but I didn't know the avenue. I was a kid. So kind of when I got out of high school, man, and Def Comedy Jam came out. And they used to come on midnight. They just had a 25th anniversary I just went to out in California. But it was a groundbreaking show where it was the first time I had seen African-Americans performing that many in that just on a show every night, talking like they were talking, whoa. But it was eye-opening because I was like, where do they do that at? And I go back where they used to have the yellow pages that they would put
the
outside.
What now?
The yellow pages.
Okay.
Yeah, not the computer. The yellow page they would stack on your
door. For my leather special in the yellow pages.
There you go. Yeah, nobody used the yellow pages no more, but I found Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta, and I went open mic night. Wasn't even old enough to be in the club yet. So
you started very young. How old were you?
I was like 18 when I first hit the stage, and Earthquake was the host that night. He's like, you gotta sit in the front. You're gonna make us lose our liquor license. So he didn't never let me sit in the back of drink, but used to go up and just do my thing.
How cool that was, him.
It was good times because you knew, you're fresh, you don't know anything, so it's that's the best time to do it because it's so good and refreshing. Then you find out it's a business and this person is not who I thought, and then all that other stuff. But if you go back to when you first started, like I used to host like a night in my hometown right outside, it's called Carrollton, Georgia. But we used to go and pass out flyers. That was the funnest thing to do, me and my brother, at night, just Passing Out Flyers, trying to get people to know you and come out to your show. So I never forgot those things, and I try to keep that with me.
You found that fun, passing out flyers?
It was always because we got a show tonight.
I get a kick out of combat with the people. I was my own street team,
so I'm just letting people know. And people mailbox with them. We knew we shouldn't have been at their mailbox, but it was a cool thing to do just to let people know I'm doing comedy. So that was an exciting time to me.
Maybe that's why I haven't made it. Because I don't like handing out flyers.
Yeah, you got that. How are people gonna know you do? Because you got the computer. Of course, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But nothing like a personal touch to people that remember that more.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, it's way easier. You just open the window of your kitchen and go, "We're doing a show tonight."
Yeah, you live close to your neighbor.
You take one flyer to a sheep and smack its ass.
Yeah.
Go tell everyone in town, eh?
learn the little things. So that's why I guess I'm detailed like that. And
I think that's amazing. Yeah. And it's fun because, like, that when you do start in comedy,
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're like, I have to hustle and I have to work hard to get people in the door, that mentality seems to be lost on a generation, I think.
Of course, because you can sit at your computer now and just da 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 boom, and you know your social media followers say, but it's different being social media-ly funny and live funny. So that's two different things. I can do some tapes online. That's a different audience, YouTuber, as opposed to this guy does stand up. So I come from the classic stool, stage, and a microphone. Boom, it goes down right now.
So, and you can only market to your friends for so long. Before, you're not a real comedian until you've got 100 people in a room and you don't
strangers.
Know
strangers. You gotta have some strangers who don't know you. You can't have all your friends and your buddies say, "You killing it, man." Then it's a false sense. It's not the real. So you gotta go to the stranger where they drinking and they don't really care about you. And then, like, you know what? By the end of the night, like, I ain't know what I was getting into, but I kind of like you.
Amen.
That's a good thing.
Now, you did the show last night. I heard you destroyed.
I had a good time.
What'd you think of the room? Did you have a good time in there?
I love the room. The room is a big room. So you always, that's the goal, to get to the big room. We got more chairs than I would want right now, but I got to fill
You need some asses
chairs.
In there.
I need some asses in these chairs. So well, that's the whole key.
Help Rodman. Would you please come see him?
Come
four
see
shows.
Me tonight. Yeah. The man if you needs like your live help. Comedy, I'm your man to see. So
we have chairs for you.
Yes, we got plenty of chairs for you. So
we got chairs for you.
But it's a beautiful club. My man Mark doing a great job. Beautiful facility, man. They say they got 800 square foot in this whole thing. So it's 800,000.
It's a big building.
800,000 on the whole building, 14,000.
See, 14,000.
14,000 square feet of funny.
A large place.
Yeah, they got a lot. So, yeah.
And that's just
me.
And
they got a lock on the bathroom in the green room. That's all I asked for. Good lock on. Yeah.
I'm the reason why that's locked, just so you know.
You the reason for that?
Okay. That used to be open.
Well, thank you, man. We need that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So, the green room's always looking. They got a TV in the green room.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah. And I can hear the show from the green room, so they didn't leave out nothing.
And you're what, 10 feet from the stage? 15
about
feet?
10, you can walk it on out. Walk it on out. So it's a good show, man. If you come this weekend, I know they say it's beautiful, and y'all usually don't get this nicer weather during this time of year, so it's beautiful outside, but if you ain't got nothing to do, I'm the place you need to come.
What else better is there possibly to do?
Even if you do have something to do, we have a late show, ladies and gentlemen. Come to the late show.
Not really late. It's
9:30.
You'll be back home by midnight. You can get your babysitter. You ain't got to
play up,
no overtime. So yeah, we got you.
Who's your overtime?
Take your ass home.
Who's your favorite comedian of all time?
Favorite comedian of all time, man. That's rough. That's a hard. Who's my favorite comedian of all time? All time. I mean, it's kind of stock to say Richard or Eddie or Chris or Seinfeld or anything like that. You know who I look at? I don't really like to look at comedians all the time.
Sure.
I look at just people who speak. So it could be a motivational guy. It could be a preacher. It could be anybody. So I'm a fan of orators.
Mm-hmm.
People who speak in front of other people. So I might watch a TED Talk. I don't know these people, but I might watch it just to see.
But you can learn something about presentation and delivery.
Anything. So it's always who stage presence. All that stuff matters. So it ain't necessary. I got to watch a comedian to get that. I can watch anybody who moves people. I'm a people mover.
And do you think that's why you have that kind of your very distinctive delivery?
I think that probably comes from a lot of that. Yeah. So and you grow up when you're from the South.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You got a little Southern Baptist in your church. So all that stuff matters. Yeah. The preachers to me was the first comedians. They was funny. When I went to church, I was like, man, this guy is killing it. He's killing it. So yeah, I was that kid who like he's great. Got the people riled up. So that's probably where a lot of my style come from.
But how good would that preacher do in front of 100 strangers? That's the thing.
He probably bombed. Ain't nobody want to hear the word, pastor. Yeah, but no.
Can you believe this guy's passing a plate around?
He's collecting money in the club. Yeah, but people try to give you money in the club.
All right, how about an easier question?
What's up?
Who's your least favorite comedian?
One that ain't funny? No.
Okay.
If you funny, I'm a fan of funny.
I'm just setting you up, man. No, I'm just playing with you.
I'm a fan of funny, man, so you do your thing. And I know that's not easy to get on stage and make people laugh. So,
you got any advice for anybody starting out? What do you want to? What's number one thing young comedians should know?
You gotta write a lot if that's your thing. Writing, performing is no bigger. The people will tell you what's funny, so you ain't never gotta. I'm not a big fan of people who just gotta get their point of view across.
Sure.
Like this is because it used to be the asshole. It's easy.
Do you feel like too many people have an agenda?
Of course, because we live in an agenda-based society.
All right, now we're talking about something.
So. So a lot of times that plays into it. But funny, you should just, what's funny in this piece I'm trying to do? So I always say write and find your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at a lot of people. Find your voice. Don't get caught up in the, okay, this guy's good, this is my style. No, your style is going to be what's unique to you.
I'm going to tell you that I think your answer to the question about just watching people who speak and move is one of the best answers I've ever heard for that. Because, you know, the reality is it's performance art. It's about you. It's completely narcissistic.
Right.
It is your time. But
it's your time.
Listen,
everybody's watching you and do your
thing. It's your time. Yeah. Just make sure you say it effectively. Make sure when you're delivering it, you're saying it effectively.
In fact, if you believe it, they'll believe it.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Pass the plate.
Preach it.
Preach it. Pass the plate. If you believe it, they'll believe it. That's all it is. So, yeah. So, it's a joke. You got to sell a joke, too. So, it's a part of that. So, all that goes into it. But, no, the funny, I'm a fan of you. If you find the funny in it, man, do that. Don't censor yourself. Just go and say it. Because somebody has thought that same thought. You did better. Yeah. You know how to say it.
You got to the mic first.
Boom. And put it out there and take risk with it. So, yeah, comedy is the last pure art form where we can express ourselves. We don't have no union or nothing. It ain't no, it ain't no dues do. So you do your thing. Your original personality.
Do you, what do you have coming up? You got anything big coming up?
I wouldn't say big, but the first hour special, I guess that would be big. So that's what we...
No form. Yeah, when's that coming out?
So, we haven't taped it yet, so it'll be early 2018. So, yeah, we're still finalizing what we want to do in my management. I just got a good manager who knows how to... it's kind of like scoring an album, scoring a movie.
Okay.
When you're trying to put a special together, what's going to be the best hour? Because I can do two and some change.
Sure.
Just let me go, but what's going to be that best hours? So we're trimming the fat right now, so we're gonna put that out there early next
that's
week.
Incredible.
And working on I did a web series called Time Out with Rod Man or the Rod Man Minute. So we're shopping a sports type, comedy type, talk show type, game show type deal around. So
awesome. Sign me up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, wild host and be have like yeah. a
do you need
like
a
you
do you need a fat best friend for any of
everybody always need a fat best friend.
Yeah.
What we gonna
just
find out where
Rod
the garbage man. Place at.
Yeah. I'll take it. If you ask the right guy.
Okay.
You ask the right guy.
I'm always talent, man. It's talent. And flavors. I'm a fan of flavor. So if you got flavor, hey, we could do something.
All right. They call me the garbage plate of comedy.
Okay.
So listen, Rod.
His flavor's a bit weird.
Just made you an own name.
It's a lot of meat sauce and mustard and onions.
It's an acquired taste.
About sauce.
Yeah. So Rodman, you can check out more about Rodman at rodmancomedy.com. In fact, you could go to rodmancomedy.com and you could get his new album. You can download it.
Yeah.
You get it right on there.
Oh, you can get it at the show. We got it at the show tonight. I come in hand. Oh, okay. Let me not go.
No, do it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll sit back.
So, yeah, they're in hand tonight, people. So, you ain't got to go online if you don't want to deal with that computer work. Just put it, just come on. We got them for you. Hats. We got those at the show. So.
You got hats?
Got hats. I don't wear a hat as much on stage no more because people say, I can't see your face. So, they need to see my face.
Right on.
But we got hats. So, Yeah, funny show, merchandise. I take a picture with you at the show. We make it a whole evening.
So you like to come out and say hello to everybody?
I do now. I did so many, like on tour, we had to do meet and greets.
Sure.
So before the show, then I would have to be at the show because everybody like, what's the right man? He got to come out. So I did like that for 65 straight nights. So I was exhausted with pictures. Wow. I didn't want to take no more pictures.
Okay. I got to ask a question. Like now I got to ask the question. They make you do them before the show?
Yeah, you have.
That's not easy.
But that's your payoff. That was your payoff for winning or being exposed to America. So that's that's your pay. You got to go.
Good and the bad.
Yeah. So they made a gang of money on us. They did.
What was the most obnoxious, awful thing somebody did in a meeting before a show?
Most people are mostly cool. People bring a lot of gifts. I was surprised. Like I got Eagles hats and some lady brung us like little trolls. Everybody had little different trolls and people would bring food. So it was always I ain't a big fan of people bringing me food.
Yeah.
I don't know you like that. Where'd you cook this? Where you haul this from?
I figured the trick is whenever anybody offers you something, look at them and try to picture where they sleep at night before you decide you want to have it. Just like
And you have people. I was in Vegas and special needs lady, she brung her son Cashel, and he's had like most of sclerosis, and she had him, and we took a picture. So you don't know the impact you have on people. I remember doing the Zone Up Club, the company, he told me, he said, Rod, you never know what people are going through, so you guys, you know, you supply them a little relief, you know, from different things they're going through. So I try to keep that in
the point of comedy.
There you go. It's relief. It's escapism. Come on. Laugh. Let all that shit go.
Escape and come see Rod Mann for four shows this weekend. 5854 Comedy for your tickets or CarlsonComedy.com.
There you go.
Rod Mann, I'm going to let you go, man, because I know you got a lot to do today before the show. Some mics need to be tested. Some lights got to be.
Because the second night is adjustment night. First night, we just getting to know each other.
Sure.
And then, like, okay, let's adjust a few things. And the shows go up. You get more funny as the week.
So what you're hearing is there's a guy who learned a couple things last night. Now he's ready for tonight.
Boom.
And tomorrow, you don't know what's going to happen.
Corey Marshall, he opens the show. So
Corey, come in here, man. Come sit down next to Rod, man. Yeah. Come get on camera,
this
man.
This is a love seat. We cannot sit on this love seat together.
Yeah. All right, good.
yeah, black dudes
no,
got room.
No man touching. No man touching.
Come and sit in Brian's seat from now on. That'd be great.
Why don't you come sit in his lap? Come on, ready.
Heck, I want to put Rod Mann in charge of the tech on this show. He'll probably test everything better than YouTube clowns.
He seems to have his wiring.
So, Rod Mann, RodmannComedy.com.
Yes, sir.
Four shows this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Really was fun talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in. Great talking to you. Seriously.
Nice to meet you. Cool. I like what you're doing, man.
So thank you so much.
I'm going to come through and holler at y'all.
Well, you better. Absolutely. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
And like I said, give me the number for whoever books that laundromat.
You're going to go there.
Yeah.
I bet you'll kill at that laundromat, man.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Stand him up.
I just got to do some laundry.
It takes
laundry.
A long time to wash his clothes.
It takes a long time. I'm looking for a place I can entertain and do it at the same time.
Get the babies out them baskets.
All right, folks. That's this week's episode. We hope to see you next time. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, everybody. Thanks a lot for coming out and watching us. We very much appreciate your patronage. Let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors before we go out. First of all, we got Iron Smoke Whiskey, nominated for Best Distillery in Rochester. Two varieties available. Make sure to check that out. Very, very good stuff. Next up, we have Sapore, our favorite restaurant in the world. We'll see you all there later this afternoon if you want to come by and say hi, but don't look Vinny in the eye. He doesn't like that very much. Next up, we have Three Heads Brewing, nominated for Best Local Brewery. Vote for them in the Best of Rochester City thing. It's very, very good. And last up, Bad Drip. Put some Bad Drip in your bait. Very good stuff. Use it myself. Love it. Thanks a lot for watching, everybody. Have a good day. Sadly, that was my best one. We'll be right back.